Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, October 25th. We're back with you. We're on Facebook Live today because we have a special guest, and we will get to her in just a moment. And actually guests, but Liz always stays behind the scenes. But today she doesn't have a choice because she's on camera, so she can't hide. Yeah. So, Danny, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not going to talk too much about your relationship,
no.
Huh?
No.
Because you're like kind of sad about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So after you get over it, we'll talk about it tomorrow or something.
You know? I'm not going to be over it tomorrow.
Yeah, so. Right? You don't think so?
No. I'm just confused. I just don't understand.
Is someone's phone going? Is that mine? No, that's your phone? Yeah, just turn it down.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just stop it. Stop it.
He's yeah. Live.
There you go. No, I know. it's Facebook Live for us to be behind in front of the camera, not behind the camera. So, Danny. Okay, so.
Yes.
What? You're tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah. Are you like emotionally drained?
I am.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I honestly do it to myself. I could have been really chill last night, but I ended up like I was a psychopath. If I was him, I wouldn't call me today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, 110%.
So you opened your mouth on him?
Yeah, like 40 texts in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. I reread it this morning. I was like, yeah, I wouldn't call me.
But you were pissed.
Yeah. Oh, I just don't like being ignored.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, once you ignore me, and now I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's normal. That's normal. And maybe you're trying to make something there that's not there.
Yeah,
you know?
110%. Yeah, but I just like, why tell me that I'm coming over and meeting your dad and then go ghost?
Yeah, because he's not for you.
Well, you know what? Mm. So he got mad at me for posting him on my Instagram page. But then I went on my fake Instagram account because I have one, ladies. We all do. Okay? And some girl that used to sleep with my ex posted the guy that I'm talking to now.
Really?
So I called him and I said, yeah, no.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, so you're on your fake page? And I was like, doesn't matter where I saw it.
Yeah. Wow.
He's like, you can't ask me those questions. We're not dating. We're not together, which is true. I can't really ask the questions, but gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you let yourself fall too soon.
I know.
But you'll get over it. We'll find you another person to get your mind off of it. We'll have to. We have to. Yeah. Find a wingman or something and... You know, I'm not a good one because I don't walk up to people and stuff.
I do, but I just don't like anyone like that. Yeah, like, this is the first guy I was like, wow, I really like you.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, who knows? But don't try to push it more than it already is because...
No, I definitely need to go ghost for a little bit because my texts were like just too... Like, I woke up this morning, I was like, damn, Danielle.
You got to watch it when you're angry, you know? I mean, look, my son was like that and he ended up out of the house.
Yeah, and I can only imagine he probably screenshot it and sent it a group text with his guys. Like, look at this chick. She's nuts.
Right.
Which I am.
That's what they do. They'll block you. They'll post all your stuff.
He hasn't blocked me. He hasn't unfollowed me either. So I'm like, maybe I'll just give him some time to be... You know, less mad at me.
Wait, so why did you use the fake account? If
I don't lurk on girls' pages for my account.
But they don't. Do they know you're there on their page? They don't know that.
They think it's like whatever my page is.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
No one likes to admit it, but we all have it. Or your friend does, and you tell your friend to creep.
Yeah. Right.
Like
right.
I have friends that text me and like, "Yo, can you check this account for me?"
Uh-huh.
Like, I got you.
Really?
I got you. Yeah.
I know women do that. You know, I had someone spy on me all the time. I'm like, come on.
But
man,
you know
what?
That's where you run into problems because you're like looking for problems. Like if I never went on there, we wouldn't have gotten to an argument yesterday. I probably would have saw him and met his dad.
Right. You know what they say, curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So I just killed
myself.
What
you don't know is better than what you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I know he's talking to other females. Yeah, like, he's not my man.
Right.
I just, like, when I see it, I get upset about it. Yeah. But I'm seeing it because I'm looking for it.
Right. And you let yourself get to that point, I think.
Yeah. I really like him, though.
Oh, well. You know, I like a lot of things, too. I can't have them. So there you go.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, we'll continue with this. Maybe we can actually analyze you today with our guest here.
Because
she can't seem to hold back. So we're going to bring her on the microphone right now. And we're joined by Raina Joy Banks. Welcome to the show, Raina.
Thank you.
Get
thank
closer
you,
to
thank
the mic
you.
For us.
How
thank
are you, guys?
You. You seem like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah, you showed up. And so they show up at 9:59 and they want Facebook Live. So I had to set it up for them. But that's okay.
That's whatever.
You know? We try to accommodate all our guests. You know?
thank you.
And plus we're relieved because we saw Jesus, God and stuff. And I thought, I don't know who I thought was going to show up here. But I mean,
yeah, he just said that this morning. Yeah, I'm just not in the mood, Sam.
Right. Well, but we got totally what we didn't expect. So I'm happy. You see, we talk behind people's back, but we try to respect them. No, I told her no language today. You know, because
no
we don't know who's listening. We don't know who's listening.
I can bring
right?
them down a notch.
Oh,
Trust
I
me.
Love it.
Yeah.
You guys are so awesome. Thank you for having me.
Of course, and you brought along Liz Rodriguez, of course,
yes.
The star of PR in LA.
She's amazing.
And let's say something just so you don't stay out of the show for a moment.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, you see.
With that and amazing accent.
Yeah,
right.
She sounds sophisticated and sexy.
I wish I had
accent.
An accent.
Yeah, well.
You definitely do have an accent.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, to you, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But not to us.
Not
right?
to us,
yeah,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I do? I pushed her phone down. I'm like, get closer to the mic, and I pushed her phone down.
Yeah.
That's okay. The people that are watching you just got like a... dizzy.
Little microphone spinoff.
Right.
So I'm eating the microphone now. Is that good?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's okay. Now we're good. Liz, just quickly before we get into the conversation. No, just I'm not going to ask you personal questions. Just promote.
That'd be really boring.
Promote yourself and your business real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, please.
You want to?
Yes. I mean, I'm Liz Rodriguez, and I am the founder of EMR Media. I've been established since 2004. And I help people in the entertainment business elevate and get their message out and whatever they're promoting out, etc.
And you'll get a chance to see an example of one of our clients, who is Raina over here. And I think we're going to have a good time. So
There you go. Let Raina rip.
We will. We'll let Raina rain today, actually.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I love
there
that.
You go. All right, amazing. Liz, so sit back. I know you don't want to be the star here, so we'll get to Raina.
Oh, my God.
Raina Joy Banks, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm from Rancho Cucamonga, California, actually.
Oh, okay, so you're Southern California
yes,
for sure.
I am.
You didn't move here from the East or anything like
no,
that.
No, but my poppy's family's all on the East Coast in New York, so that's why I kind of have that NY vibe. Everybody says it all
oh,
the
you
time.
Do? Do you go there sometimes?
All the time.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Obsessed.
Yeah, you haven't been to New York, right? Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit, she's from Boston.
Yeah, I was like, I've only been
about?
To New York.
Yeah.
In and out, though. I hate it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Too many people and it smells so bad there. It does. It smells really bad there.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But I just try to go not in the wintertime. I'll go anytime but winter. We had to go for Grammys this year in January. Never again. I got frostbite all on my whole chest.
Really?
Well, were you wearing a jacket?
Yeah, but everything was deep V, as you can see. And so it just wah.
Yeah,
wah,
yeah. I see, I've die. Only been in the winter, so maybe that's why I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, like you have to go spring,
miserable.
Fall, and summer. Have to.
But they're saying summer is hot and humid, so what is it? You know, I mean.
The top of summer and then the beginning of fall. Don't go in the middle of summer. You go in the middle of summer, you're going to regret it.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So in other words, you have a window of about 2 months to go to New York. That's about it.
I love you guys.
Yay.
So that's awesome. So Rancho Cucamonga, that's a little out there.
Yeah.
People probably laugh at the name, right?
I think it's a cool name.
Yeah.
They laugh at it all the time, and no one even thought it existed until the movie Friday, next Friday.
Oh, really?
That's the that's only right. time we're like, wait, that's a real place? I'm like, yes, I've been trying to explain that to people for years. So that movie did us justice, just a little bit. They're like, you're from L.A.? I'm not from L.A. I'm from Rancho Cucamonga. What? And then the movie came out, and everyone was like, oh, my God, Rancho Cucamonga. They make fun of it all the time. It's all good.
So tell us what it is that you do these days.
Yeah, so I'm a former dancer for everyone like Beyonce, Usher, Neo.
Wow, really?
That's crazy.
Bieber, all the greats.
Bieber.
Chaka Khan, and yeah. Oh, Lord, look at that face. And then I transitioned into full-time artist development, choreography, and creative direction. So I work with like different artists, different labels, tour content, concerts, music videos, all that good stuff, like mm-hmm. creating it, developing it. I have my two own companies. So To Live is my nonprofit, uh-huh. where we're working on building homes for artists to live for free, but we also cultivate them, connect them, and help them create and then catapult them.
Oh,
and that's across
okay.
the awesome. Board. So it's like dance to live, write to live, sing to live, produce to live, direct to live, film to live, like all the different entities of the entertainment. And so we're doing that now. And I've traveled overseas teaching workshops and all that stuff. But now we want to put houses in at least 12 locations all over the world. So we're starting in Studio City. And then my for-profit is FHG Entertainment, For His Glory Entertainment. And so like what I'm going to end up talking to her about, start getting her work, we literally cover, cultivate, connect, and catapult people. So people went from like barely, rarely ever having jobs to coming into our database. And I'm not a manager or agent. I just hated seeing people struggle.
Mm. Right,
and I got
right.
tired of I'm like, you have all these gifts. And in the Bible, it says your gifts will make room for you.
Right.
So it's like, and God says he does exceedingly abundantly far above we could ever ask, think, or imagine. So if you're not experiencing the overflow and the exceedingly, right. what are you not doing? And I was like, all it is really is people get looked over. If they're not a name,
right.
they don't exist to the world. So it's like for us, like, you don't have a resume? No problem. Let's get you booked. And then all of a sudden they have this 2-page resume that we got to like condense, and then they're working all the time. Some of them are on TV now. Some of them are in major movies now. Some of them are choreographing for major stars on tours. I mean, the list goes on. And so it's not about like me being glorified for it. It's about me just seeing everybody go to their next level, you know?
Yeah,
I need
yeah.
you. I need you in my life, girl.
We got you, boo. We got you.
You see, I scared her with the boring hallelujah stuff.
Well, it was only because I cried all night, like, and I was like, oh, I don't really want to talk about serious shit today.
And then look, and then you went through that, and God's like, release that and get ready for the new,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But, you know,
exactly.
I always tell people, sometimes, honestly, it's whether relationships, jobs, it doesn't matter. When you take a loss or a hit of something that you're letting go of or losing, it's because something greater is on the way.
Right.
And it doesn't always mean it's going to be replaced by another relationship. It could be replaced by work. It could be replaced
I'd
by
rather it be
doors.
Work.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly. And then the love thing is going to come automatically, but you have to focus. And that's like what this conference is about. That's why I'm doing this It's Time to Live conference for women. It's like we're such nurturers and mm-hmm. we naturally give, 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 pour, pour, pour. But often we're so empty by the time we're done. We have
right.
nothing left for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's the whole thing. I always say we're the neck of the head. Men are called to be the head, right? To lead.
Right.
But when you break someone's neck, what happens?
They die.
So we're often as women attacked all the time, whether if it's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, because if the enemy can break us, then he can break the man.
Right.
That's
and
true.
So we have to be whole, healed, and free. We have to go through our process of becoming. And as we go through that, then we can be strong enough for ourselves, our legacy, our destiny, but also partnering with a man, the head, the king, as we're the queen. And then magic happens.
Right.
There you see. So there you go. So you're promoting family and,
yes.
you know, people being
love,
together and community
wisdom,
and
legacy,
stuff.
All of that good stuff.
Yeah. You know, and I agree with that. You know, I think people have roles in a relationship and a
yeah.
family, you know, and that's the thing. If you, and the, it's also the other way around. You know, if you don't take care of the woman, then the family unit breaks down,
there
you know?
You absolutely.
Yeah. So,
it's so true.
It goes both ways. But
yeah.
Yeah. Ladies, you know, take care of us too, you know, a little bit. At least be considerate and understand. You know?
Oh, God. I'm like, excuse yourself.
All right, I won't talk.
I love these guys. I can hang out with them all day. Oh, my God.
Awesome. So, yeah. Raina, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two older sisters.
Uh-huh. So you're the youngest.
I'm the baby.
Oh, awesome. Are you guys close?
Yeah, we are close.
Yeah, so yeah. you're lucky that way, you
I'm
know?
I'm blessed, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone goes through their things. You know, like we're all three so completely different, But the one thing that we have the greatest foundation of is not only God, but love.
Yeah.
We were raised with a lot of love. And right. So even if we're like, oh, frustrated, or someone said something the wrong way, or we don't like what, because I'm always the one like, don't do this. And you know better. And like, why are you doing that? God has better for you. And they're like, sometimes they're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear that right now. And sometimes they're like, oh my God, you're right. Like, did it. So it's like, we level each other out. They keep me alive and kicking me like, stop being so serious. Chill out. Like, have fun. And I'm like, okay, like, oh, you know, but because I love the Lord so much, sometimes I get so super spiritual, or sometimes I get so much focused on work and ministry that I forget about how to live. And I literally did a live feed about that on Instagram. What was that? Like last week, I was out of town for a wedding in Vegas for Deja Riley's wedding, my little baby sis. And I woke up and I was crying, probably like you were last night this morning. I was bawling, and I was like, what is wrong with me? And God, the Holy Spirit literally said to me, he's like, you're just existing.
Right.
You stopped living. And he's like, you're so focused on catapulting people, and you're so focused on trying to make things happen for everybody. And he's like, and even for my kingdom, and that's great, but you still have to live.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa. And so everything needs balance. Everything. We have to manage our gifts. We have to manage our callings. We have to manage what we're destined to do in the midst of still having a good time. Like, don't go crazy. I'm not saying have a good time like, whoa, you know, you're going to regret it tomorrow.
Right.
But have a good time.
Leave the drugs at home.
Leave them in the trash can, the garbage disposal, the wherever.
Such a big thing out here.
Oh, it's huge. Mm. It's huge because it's how people cope.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole thing why I push like feeding your mind and feeding your spirit and feeding your heart and taking care of yourself, because you won't need drugs or even alcohol if you do those things.
Right.
And like me, I like to kayak and do water sports. So that's what I do. And that's my way of like just releasing myself and having a place of peace, or cliff jumping. Like, that's the most daredevilish thing that you could ever do.
Right.
But I do it because it's like, you have to find those things that give you that like, ha, this is why I'm here.
Right.
Or this is why I'm living, or this is why I love what I do. You have to have balance. Mm-hmm. So I push that a lot for a lot of people too.
Right. Very cool. So you're very spiritual.
Yes.
But you practical. You're like, you relate to what's going on and everything, right?
And I'm like, no, that doesn't exist. What?
Right.
You can't get to people and relate to people if you don't pay attention to what's happening in the now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I stay in a space of, hey, this is reality. People are doing drugs. People are getting drunk every night to cope with things. People are cursing people out. People are murdering people. People, for a long time, though, I lived in a box. I won't lie to you. Like, in college, my mom was like, I hope she comes out of this box, because there's a real world out there and she will get hit
if
she doesn't pay attention. I literally lived in a space like, nobody does drugs. Nobody does this. Nobody. I just literally would not. Like, nobody gets raped. All these things. I would literally live in a box like, no, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And God was like, hold on a second. Like, you're in a real world. And it didn't take until someone tried to break into my apartment in college that I realized, oh my gosh. And it literally affected me to the point where I moved home for 2 years, would not move to Hollywood. I was still doing my career, but I was just in a space of like, how does this happen? Why do people do this? And my mom's like, I've been trying to tell you, like, this is the real world.
Yeah.
You can love Jesus. You can be on fire for God, but you also have to recognize that every day things are happening.
Yeah,
people
literally.
Are living and experiencing mm-hmm. things every day. And so you are called to be a light to that, not to just ignore it and be blind to it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so once I got to that space and realized like, okay, stuff happens, for a better lack of better terms, because sometimes like SH happens, but stuff happens. And so in that space, it's like, How do we be the ones to be used for God's glory to help heal those wounds and to fix those spaces instead of ignoring them? And so that's what I did. I literally would go into some of the darkest places. I went into Hollywood in my career, which I was kind of like, sometimes people were like, how do you preach and then you're dancing for so-and-so? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? Like, God called me to that. We pray before tours. We pray before shows. There are people that gotten saved on music video sets. Like, you cannot put anybody in the box when they love Jesus. We are called to be the light in the darkness. We're called to be outside of the four walls. And he says we're the church individually, not a four wall. He never talked about a building.
Yeah.
He never did. That's where you went to just have your time and your moment into the temple. And then you walked out and Jesus did works in the streets.
Yeah.
He went to the places where nobody else would go.
Right.
And even got condemned by his own people for it. And he's like, I don't care. I'm doing the work of the Father. And so I like to take on that essence of like, not religion, but being the essence of Jesus in today's time.
Right.
And whatever works for you, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the thing. You know, everybody, I think God is a personal thing and everybody uses it in their way, you know?
Yes.
But I see that you actually have like a ministry, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Rain and Joy Ministries. Jesus.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you're a hardcore Jesus person. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you said that really good. I feel like you were on the front row at some point in somebody's church.
He probably was.
I know. He's like, yes, I got what I need. Now let me go do a radio show and let me talk to the people.
There you go.
No, but yeah. So
tell us about that.
Yeah, my ministry, I started preaching at like, I believe it was like 12, 13 years old, just periodically, but more so I was a praise dancer. So I took all my training as a dancer and put it into dancing at church. And then people were calling me and I was traveling all over the place, like dancing for weddings, dancing for conventions, dancing for conferences, all these things. And so it began to be a tool to minister to people even without speaking.
Right.
And people would go through this healing process. They would cry. All these things, deliverance would happen just through a dance.
Right.
And so then they're like, wait, do you preach? And so it just kind of happened. Like,
right.
I didn't ask for it. I actually didn't want it. I actually ran from it for years.
Yeah.
I just didn't want the weight of it because I already felt weird for having the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, being able to see things before they happen and warning people. That was scary.
Oh my God, do you see anything about me, girl? Do I need to know bad things are coming?
Yeah.
It's not always, the thing is, it's not always bad things though. Sometimes it's that, like, we'll talk later.
Because I went to a psychic and she was like, you need to leave.
Really?
Literally, she like kicked me out and told me I had a bad juju around me.
So I'll go a little deeper in that in a little bit about psychics versus prophecy. There's okay. a big difference, but I'm glad you said that because prophetically, that gift will never push you away.
Okay.
It will actually warmly welcome you in.
Okay.
And then God will give you a revelation about what's coming next, but also in a good way, but also how to protect yourself from
right.
certain things that don't need to be around you or whatever. You know
right,
what I mean? So
right.
yeah,
right.
but we'll talk about it. But okay. But yeah, so the ministry side started like with the gift of healing and deliverance and like a spiritual warfare, like really praying for people. And like as a kid, I was like 3 years old praying for people. And so from there, the preaching started. And then from there, people were asking me to come all over the place. I've traveled all over preaching the yeah. word of God. I don't really call it preaching because I never want to run people away, but I literally just say releasing the sound of God's love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not a Christian, I often speak to people that aren't Christians and Man. They fall in love with God through that because I'm not throwing Bible at them. I'm not throwing Jesus at them. I'm literally just loving on them
right.
and
right.
meeting them in that space of like, hey,
yeah, and you got good
you
energy.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? It's like so positive.
You're saying, how can this be bad? You know,
yeah.
she's like all... engulfed in this light and
yeah.
you know this aura.
Like it's a very good aura. Like you could turn yeah. a frown upside down.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
smiling
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It works. You have a very good energy
oh,
about
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
I
needed
well, that's
that.
Good.
I needed that this morning.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, but you seem to like attribute everything to God and Jesus and that. But
yeah.
don't you think they've given us those abilities in the first place to see, to be able to see,
absolutely,
and correct ourselves and. You know, and fix what's wrong, you know.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that. What do you think that, I mean, because you bring up God's name quite a bit and
yes.
stuff. And some people probably don't feel comfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
do you do in that case? You just
So in that case, you often, depending on the environment that I'm in, the atmosphere that I'm in, I always say less is more. And so I will literally just have a regular conversation with someone. Like
right.
even for instance, when Danny was talking to us about, you know, the things that were going on, you were talking about the boyfriend thing and all that stuff. Like it say, let's use an example, right? I would come to her. I'm not going to throw God. I'm like, Danny, what's going on? Da da da, you know? And then literally while you guys were talking, I was thinking like, oftentimes a man wants to chase a woman,
right?
right?
Yeah.
So you blowing him up probably wasn't the best thing because they get crazy when they're silent. They get nervous when there's silence.
Yeah, which is coming right now.
Right, exactly. It's, he's probably listening like, dang, yeah, giving her the anecdote.
A moment too late, though.
but in the midst of it, if a guy really loves you and he honors you and he cherishes you, especially you're going to meet his dad and stuff like that.
Oh, he doesn't. I haven't known him long, girl. He does not love
yeah,
me.
No,
oh, okay.
No,
yeah.
No.
Well.
It's only been a few
Well, why
weeks.
Are we going to meet his dad?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
So, but in that space, though, we would have a conversation just like this, regular,
right.
where I'm not even bringing God into it, but I'm like, you deserve better.
Right.
right.
Little
exactly.
things like that. Like,
right.
where it's like, hey, whatever is for you is going to be for you.
Right.
And you won't have to.
And it
to,
shouldn't
like,
be hard.
You won't, it won't be hard, and you won't have to work for it, try to prove and push and like, here I am. Like, you won't have to do that. When it's real and
right.
when it's a good man, he's going to see you exactly how you are and say, oh my gosh, something about that girl.
Right.
And I need to get to know her. And I like, and most time I got my daddy, Poppy, always says, a man knows.
Right.
He know the moment, oftentimes the moment he meets you, he goes, wait a second.
Yeah.
There's something about her.
So that's, I was telling Sam, the way he looks at me, I've never had a man look at me like that before in my life. But yeah. He also has been very open that he's not ready for a relationship. So I don't know there if he's pushing me away because he sees a future with me and he's just not ready.
And that's the thing. Rejection is God's protection
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. And if you want to take God out of it, rejection is always a form of protection.
Right.
Because seriously.
I'm religious though, so you can say God.
Okay, perfect. but that's a way to put it though. Like if someone's not, it's so say rejection is protection. Right. Literally, if someone is pushing you away, embrace that push away because they're telling you, I don't want to hurt you. Mm. They're saying to you, if he's told you over and again, I'm not ready for a relationship, be his best friend. Be a homegirl. Go to the games with him, whatever. Da-da-da, like, have popcorn. Go grab a beer. Whatever it is that you guys want to do. Be a friend to him because I'm telling you, he'll fall in love with you that way, way quicker than you just being another woman.
Wow, that makes sense. You're saying?
Yeah, but what if I already had sex with him, girl? That's kind of hard.
No, it's not. Turn it off. Close the cookies.
Yeah, cookie jar is closed.
Make them fight for it.
Right.
I'm serious.
All right.
How do you close a cookie, though?
Cross your legs.
Okay.
Cross your legs and say, excuse me, that's not happening tonight. Bakery is closed.
And then, honestly, sometimes you have to start over. So it could be that he courts you. Court me better. Take me out and know you can't come inside tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
And literally he'll be like, what the heck? But I'm being honest, men, I've learned men. I've watched men. I've had a lot of guy friends past, and I've been in a lot of relationships. And I'm telling you right now, when you begin to shut things down,
right.
They get their act together. Right. And honestly, it's not all based on sex. If he really likes you and he wants to pursue you, if you close the cookie jar, he's still going to come for you.
Right.
Literally. Not literally, but you know
what I mean. Well, he said on the phone yesterday, he's like, I already said we're not hooking up anymore. We're just going to be friends and business partners.
And I was like, so do that.
To do that.
Well, I can't now. I sent psycho text last night. Like, there's no way I
can hear this. She sent psycho text.
Like, psycho text. Like, text where I read this morning, and I was like, I would literally not contact me.
Okay, so now you recognize that about yourself.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't respond right away.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a text like that, just think about it, calm down, and then answer.
I know, I have
because
issues.
You're not very good with anger.
I know, I do, and I recognize it about myself.
I'm giving her a ticket to this conference. She'll be fine.
Wow. So let's talk about your conference coming up,
yes.
Which is the reason you're here.
Yeah. And to counsel. Right.
Three free therapy.
Hello.
So it's called It's Time.
Yes.
Right?
It's Time to live. Yes.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Absolutely. So I did a women's conference about 2 years ago, and it was called Take It to the Throne, and it was great. It was powerful. We had about 300 women or so there, but I realized I took on too much without the right staff, and so I kind of ran from it after that. I went through a breast cancer scare, went through surgeries at the end of that year, and realized, like, whoa, I need to back up, sit down, rest. I had to rest. I was in bed rest for, like, I don't know how long, a month. And I took a moment and was like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And I literally said, I was like, God, we could do anything else but this. And it wasn't, the thing is, it's not really my choice, because I realized how many women, even to this day, that contact me and say, I was freed that day. They were like, I left. I'm about to cry. I left.
Don't cry, girl. Like,
they said,
do you want a joke here in the middle?
Stop it. Stop it. There we go. Perfect. I left. But they literally said they left feeling whole. They left feeling like they could actually become again. They left feeling like there was nothing that could stop them from doing what they were called to do. And that's really what it's about. And so God reminded me, he's like, it's not about you. It's about the people that you're called to.
Right.
And if I say no, then who's the millions and billions of people that won't get what they need, all because I just don't want to do it?
Right, right.
It's not worth it. And so what I did this time, I literally have the most amazing team, the best staff. I have a huge backing and support. And so I was like, okay, God, let's do this. And so It's Time ... to live came from the understanding that a lot of women are just existing. A lot of women are just being moms. They're just being wives, but they're not taking care of themselves in that space. You can be a mom and a wife and still thrive.
Right.
You can be a businesswoman and still thrive. Go out with your girlfriends, have a moment, like go to a game, go to a movie, like whatever. But we're forgetting about the littlest things.
Right.
And then also we're forgetting about our mental. See, women, what we do is we automatically just go, 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 push, 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 do this. I got your back, did it up. But then we're like, wait, something's not right. Something's off. So what we do is we numb ourselves to pain. we push it under the rug and we act like it doesn't exist.
Right. Like, and push it down with drugs and alcohol mm-hmm. and all
those things.
Stuff.
Or over excessively working. And that's what I do.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You work yourself to the point to where your mind doesn't have time to think about anything that is like actually internally affecting you.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And that's why people are getting cancer and all these things. Like God showed me the image of cancer. He said cancer literally is fed. It comes from internalizing past pains that you won't deal with.
Yeah.
See, it's I deal with all my pains, but yet I'm not over them. Do you know what I mean? Like so I'm still deeply, like I can talk about it, anything that's ever happened to me.
And that's the thing too, is that when dealing with it, it's you have to deal with it intentionally and strategically.
Right.
Not just dealing with it like, I can't believe this happened.
Right.
No, it's like you have to take layers of like, okay, how did this happen? And what did I allow in for this to happen? And it's not my fault. And one, you have to forgive yourself.
Right.
That's another thing about women. We'll forgive everybody else first.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to us, I let that happen. I did that. And then we never erase the pain of like, hey, we're women. It happened. We loved that person.
Right.
It happened.
Right.
Now, you forgave them. Now go to the roots of why did you allow that to happen again? Let's figure out the roots of where that came from. Let's mm-hmm. figure out the root of why are we attracting the same type of person over and over again?
Right.
So this conference deals with my man, my finances. That's the first opening seminar with Dr. Lynn Richardson. She's the one who's over MC Light's career, who literally helped build her career out. But she literally, if you follow her on Instagram, this woman's amazing. So
really?
She hits on finances. Mm. She hits on how to balance life with men and women and finances and your business and all that stuff. The next one is Dr. Katrina Pullum, and literally about the beautiful broken pieces. Her story's insane. So we have Judy Blair from If Loving You Is Wrong, who's doing the hosting of that panel.
Mm-hmm.
And she will literally be interviewing Dr. Katrina Pullum about her story.
Right.
And then we're bringing on women that have been through so much, but now are major names and faces on TV. So like Michelle Weaver, my best friend, she's on Love Is, the new show on OWN, and she's Nori. And so her journey has been insane. We have Taja V. Simpson, whose journey has been insane. And
yeah.
She's also on a major TV show. We have Jennifer Freeman on Tales, yeah,
I'll hold
the
it to the
show.
Camera. Maybe people
yeah.
can see some
yeah.
of the ladies mm-hmm. on there.
And so, and we keep adding as we go, because it's like there's so many women with so many powerful stories that we can't ignore the fact that they had a journey before they got to where they are now.
Yeah, for sure.
And we want women to understand that it's not the end of a thing. It's just the beginning of a thing.
Right. And I always think it as, I always like, this is the end.
Yeah. And we automatically
I feel like the world is coming to
right.
an end.
But in reality, like I said earlier to you, our greatest loss has to take place in order for us to receive our greatest gain.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then I'll be speaking on literally, it's time to live. Stop missing the moments.
Right.
When I preach about stop missing the moments, it's literally like there are moments in your life that we literally miss all because we're so in here. Or in here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for instance, I always tell people, when you go to the grocery store, you're never just going just to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I firmly believe it.
Sometimes I just go to go.
But no, what I'm saying is, there's always a person there that needs your smile or needs you. My mom, perfect example, my mom will go grocery shopping and she'll literally stand there at the cash register. And this happened one time. And she told the girl at the cash, she's like, I love you. She's like, God bless you. And the girl broke down and came and hugged her and held her. She's like, I needed that. Literally, she was about to end her life that day.
Whoa.
And she shared it. So I'm saying like stop missing the moments, meaning sometimes we get so caught up in our stuff or we get so caught up in trying to be what everybody else needs that we forget that there's little divine moments. Go get your nails done. And when you're in the nail shop, there's a moment there.
Right.
When you go get your massage, there's a moment there. Sometimes it's just you showing up for someone to be able to bless you with the massage that it gives them that understanding of like, this is why I do what I do.
Right.
All because you came into their room on their bed and they're like, wow, her presence, like, they're reminded of why they have to keep living.
Right. No, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be discussing all that stuff in the conference.
All that good stuff, yeah.
Right. And you guys should definitely...
And food and great drinks and all that stuff. And we're closing out with Dr. Cindy Trem, though. Now, this woman is a powerhouse. She's known all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
With the TD Jakes, is with the government, Obama's, all that stuff. She breaks down a house, meaning she literally revives the heartbeat of women and men all over the world.
Mm,
she's powerful. And
that's
so
a nice gift.
She's in the evening session. So we're allowing men to come and women to come for the evening portion.
Right.
So there'll be like a 3-hour break for people to do dinner, whatever, and all that stuff. But she's closing the day out and it's going to be magical. Great music.
Cool.
Just
and
power.
Great opportunity to pick up a woman or something, you know?
Oh my God.
For when the guys come in, I mean, they're letting the men in, you know?
Hey, that's the best place to find
exactly.
a woman in her wholeness.
Okay.
In her wholeness.
So you said,
broken when she came in and she left home.
And she ain't leaving home with you.
Don't
laugh. That was the boy.
Don't laugh at me. See, I make sense.
He's cracking
I know
up.
What people want. Yeah, don't fall off the chair, don't Liz.
Oh,
so
man.
She's got quite wisdom, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you sure you're not like 100 years old or something and just looking
they
young.
They say I've been here before. Yeah. That's what my mom says.
You might have been. I believe
you know
in that.
It's funny because when I was a kid, you know how all the kids go and play upstairs at family have your parents have all their friends over?
Right.
I was the one who sat at the table. My mom's on now, like on here cracking. She's like, yes, Lord, on the Insta Live. Literally, I'd be the one who sit at the table with the adult and just do this. And I would listen to everything. Not to be nosy, but just to take... I never felt normal with the kids. I never felt like I was...
Fit in
there.
Yeah.
But when I was with the adults, even in church, I wouldn't go to Sunday school. I hated going to Sunday. I was like, Mom, and I had a rasp. I was like, Mom, I want to sit right here. Like, I would literally sit in service with the big people.
Right.
The big church. And just soak it all in like this. Like, just take it in. I think that's honestly what... gave me the foundation of knowing what I know now. I haven't lived a lot. I haven't even done a lot of bad things, what people will call bad or whatever.
Right.
But I've been in a space of always being open to receive and hear from him, to be able to empathize with people, even if I haven't quite been through it. There's just something that he's given me here in my heart
right.
to be able to say, okay, let's walk through this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of this. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a blessing.
Yeah, and if you're able to spread it among other people, and I also feel that if people are positive, and then they'll be happy, you know? And ultimately, I don't care what you say. Ultimately, it comes down to happiness.
It does.
If a person's
joy.
Not happy,
joy.
Or joy, whatever you want to call it.
Because you know what? The thing I learned, happiness is when things are happening, right?
Okay.
But joy is everlasting. Joy should be there even when nothing's going on. You should just have this essence of joy just sitting there watching.
Okay.
That's why I say that.
All right.
That makes sense.
Joy it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's my middle name.
That's right. No, I'm just double checking here.
I'm a corny jokester. I have jokes, but they're super corny.
But they're cute. They made us laugh. It works.
See?
There you go.
We got your back, girl.
There's good connection here, For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Raina Joy Banks. And Joy, indeed, your middle name. You have an interest in promoting that word because people remember you by that.
Yeah.
So how did you connect with all these wonderful women?
Oh, my gosh. This is what's crazy.
Must have taken a while, right, to get it all ready.
No. That's what's crazy. This one was expedited. For some reason, that's how when you know you're supposed to do something, everything just works and the pieces come together,
right.
Which is really crazy. But I met Dr. Katrina Pullum. Someone was trying to introduce me to her, a sister in Atlanta, Georgia, for years. And how we ended up meeting is I had a manager for a season or whatever that reached out to her because
Don't get distracted.
I know.
It's okay.
That she was reached out to her because she was over the management company of MC Light and Lynn Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally he reached out to them and then they connected him to her. So we did a lunch one day when she was in LA. And all of a sudden, she was like, wait, Raina, while we're sitting there, she's like, someone was trying to introduce me. It's been 2 years, someone's trying to introduce us, and all of a sudden, we finally meet. And didn't even realize that we were meeting with each other.
Right. Yeah.
And so from there, she's like, I'll get Dr. Lynn in, you know, we'll talk to her. MC Light's doing the Soul Train Awards that weekend, so she wasn't able to do it, because she was going to be speaking too.
Right.
And then when she's like, you know what, I want to do a panel for mine. And I was like, okay, I've got the girls. Like, all my friends are in this business, thriving in TV, and they have stories and testimonies. And so that's kind of just how it happened. Like, it just started working itself out. And then Dr. Cindy Trim, my past manager, just wrote on her website, reached out. Then her brother, Marvin Trim, reached out and he was like, absolutely, she would love to be a part of this in any capacity.
Nice.
And I was like, nobody gets her for conferences.
Right,
like,
exactly.
So it's just
the favor.
The favor was there. It was just confirmation that it's time for this to happen.
Right.
And it's going to be a tour. It's only starting in LA, but we're going to actually tour it.
Oh, really? So there's going to be several of them.
Yes.
Wow, how
and
cool
it always
is that?
Like, it's time, .. something else.
Yeah.
So like, it's time, .. to thrive, or like, to live as this one, or to become, or whatever. It's going to always change as we go.
Right. Sounds good.
Mm,
why don't you go and get a chair? Ask Rolling for a chair. It'll get you a chair.
Our
stuff.
BTS girl, Brittany Jackson, just walked in. Sass Media Group.
Yeah, if she realized how much distraction she was causing, maybe she'd sneak in a little quieter, but that's okay.
Sam!
He's hilarious. I'm having the best morning.
Well,
right
this
now.
Is the way it is. I mean, right?
I'm going to put both of you in my pocket. Yeah. Every morning
let me ask
like,
you something. Did she or did she not distract?
I don't think so.
Okay, so no.
I don't get distracted.
She was looking over there.
Liz was
looking
over there. I get so excited when
I see her. I'm not attacking you. I want you to understand. But
you're aggressive, just, Sam.
I'm not aggressive.
A little
I'm
bit.
Assertive.
Oh yeah,
Sam.
Yeah.
Are you married?
No.
That's why. I'm joking.
Maybe that's what
I'm
it
joking.
Is. No, I haven't
I'm
had
joking.
Sex for the longest time. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, you just you brought that on yourself, girl.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
She's
you're
like,
good.
I didn't know where I was coming to here.
I'm just kidding, Sam. I'm
so
joking.
Tell people the conference. When is it happening?
Yes, it's happening November 17th, 2018. So literally, we're about 3 weeks out.
Right.
Three or 4 weeks out, and it will be. It starts around like 9 a.m. But registration doors open or doors open will open at like 8:30 and then registration will start at like 8 o'clock, 7:30, and it goes from like 9 to 4, and then it'll close out with me, and then we'll start back again at 7:30 to 11 o'clock, pretty much just to give a gap if deliverance happens, altar call, whatever, you know.
Right,
we just let
right.
the Holy Spirit move.
Right.
Right.
And so it's at the JW Marriott LA Live in downtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we
nice.
Have a great relationships with them. I did my first conference there. They love having us, so they always take really great care of us.
We got major distractions.
Yeah, I know.
Last time,
but
next
registration.
Time you leave.
Okay. No, you go. You go. What?
Okay. Next time you live in the entourage outside of the lobby.
They don't bother me.
Sam.
It's okay.
He's outnumbered. That's why he's like, we need some more suspense.
Yeah. We need some more men in here. Is right? what he's thinking.
Yeah. But we are. You can go and register at www.itstimeconference.com.
Okay.
We have Instagram as well. It's Time Conference. And you can go in there and register. We do have, we lowered the prices because I didn't want any woman to have a reason to not be able to come.
Right.
I'm
right.
not big on the money making aspect. I've literally been funding it myself, but I know God's always going to provide.
Right.
I just want women to get there. I right. need the women, especially of Los Angeles, to get in that room to have a revival, a restoration,
right.
and a resurrection, like be just regrouping in what they need and getting that like rejuvenation to become
right.
again, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
finish out the year strong, pretty much.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's, we lowered them like almost $50 each. Like each ticket is $50 each. So it starts at 50, 75, and then like one.
That's affordable
VIP.
For
yeah,
what
you
get. Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
all day conference.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
VIP
yeah.
is like 125. VIP, you get to have like one-on-ones with some of us and like the actors and speakers mm-hmm. and all that stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Danny, you've got to go, man. You got to go.
Yeah, we're,
I know,
because
my life is a mess, right, Sam?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we're going to gift her a VIP free ticket. So
yeah.
You're good. Yeah.
You'll see. You'll come back a new person probably.
I probably
after,
will.
After all that.
And booking jobs.
I know, yes.
After all that
positive. I was a more positive person when I was going to church weekly, and then I stopped going to church.
Yeah,
where were you going to church at?
I was going to the Saban Theater, Church Home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I was going
okay.
every Wednesday.
Okay.
And I felt like every time, so I would take like 2 weeks off, and then I'd walk in there.
Okay.
And I felt like every time he spoke, it was like as
directly
if he knew I was
you.
Coming.
Yep.
And I was like, how does he know
that's
what's
how
going
God
on?
Works.
Like,
I know, I know.
And then I just kind of like stopped
yeah.
going.
Yeah.
And then last night I went out with my friend who I was going with, and he goes for the social aspect of it.
Okay.
But it was someone I could like sit with. And
yeah.
last night he just looked at me and goes, you need to start going back to church. I was like,
yeah.
okay.
Well, maybe it's written all
and
over
then here,
you,
and then
you know?
Here I am this morning.
Yeah.
Ah, double whammy.
Yeah. yeah.
You see, for her, there's no coincidences, you
right.
know? I mean, things happen for a reason.
I do think
right?
everything happens
you,
for
you
a
have
reason.
You have to meet certain people every day, you know?
Absolutely. Don't
right.
miss the moments.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I'm and glad you didn't call in sick today.
No, never. Do I ever call in sick? I think maybe once.
Never.
Even
never
if I'm having once. The worst day ever, I check it at the door.
No, she never missed the
I
show.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I have
See?
To, yeah. And that then I'll go back as soon as the show's done. I'm like, bye, Sam.
And then hoodie goes on.
But at least she
back
showed
into the real
up,
world.
You know? That's more than many of the other previous girls would
yeah.
say, you know? Even if sometimes she's here at 9:59, it's still she's forgiven.
That's happened like twice.
Yeah, and still you weren't late. That's
no,
the point.
No, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Today it was me.
Yeah.
59 with me.
Yeah.
So you see, when you want to, you can have a good work ethic. There's no reason why you shouldn't pick up a job somewhere.
It's very hard. It's so funny because my roommate got jumped this weekend.
I know.
What? He got jumped this weekend. I told you about that.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
So his friends came over yesterday and I was in the kitchen like eavesdropping. And like four of his friends were just talking about how they've been out of work and like no one can find a job. It's
Whoa.
Impossible.
Wow. Like in the entertainment industry
no.
or
no,
just
no,
a regular
yeah.
job?
I mean, I'm trying to be in the entertainment business
because right.
I feel like that's what I was put on this earth to do.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally had conversations with my parents about it. I'm like, I just feel like I was put on this earth to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Like I can
yeah.
make awkward elevator rides like the best time of your life.
You should film that.
So you see, you got you talent. Right.
No, seriously.
You but you got a talent. Not many people can do that.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. You see, you have a lot of...
Like how you say that you're supposed to like do like change somebody's life. I feel like sometimes when I meet people, like... That's what I do.
Yeah, even
I take like Uber Lyft and Uber Pool. I feel like sometimes when someone gets in that backseat, I'm like, I'm going to make his day better.
That's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. She doesn't miss the moments.
No.
So you're already on track.
Yeah,
there you go. You see, so we fixed you for today at least. And we'll invite her back and we continue fixing.
See, it's like weird because I'll have these conversations and it'll resonate. And then like I find myself sending psycho texts knowing I shouldn't be doing it, or like blowing up a phone or stressing about stuff or being on Instagram looking at everybody else's life instead of focusing on my own.
Right,
this is
exactly.
This is what I'll tell you, because it's funny. Right before you said that, I was going to tell you something. I was like, no, maybe I shouldn't tell her that. And then you said it lasts for this moment. So look at this. Have you ever done your IMs before?
I don't even know what that is.
Haha, there we go.
Okay, but why are we getting into this now? The show is just about over.
No.
Take too
what's
long.
IAMs? Wait, really quick. No, really quick. Okay, I'll go fast. So IAMs are literally your affirmations that you say to yourself every day, but you write them down. And you can change them periodically, but literally, I've been having people do that. One of my artists, who we brought Liz in, has her publicist, she started doing her IAMs, and all of our IAMs have been coming to pass. One of her IMs were literally like, oh, I can't say that yet because it's not revealed to the world. Okay, never mind.
Wait, like something you want to happen?
Right, and something that you feel you're called to do. Like, so say, for instance, you're like, I am an award-winning actress. I am a reoccurring role on TV. I am a multimillionaire. Or I am a queen of God's kingdom. Whatever. I am a wife. I am a mother. Like, all the things that you know that in your heart you're called to be, you I am them. You write them down. You wake up every day and you speak them.
Oh, I'm going to do
that. And literally, I'm telling you, it has changed so many people. Men and women are doing this now, and it's changed their lives because they are literally becoming what they speak.
Right.
And there's so much power. It says in the Bible, your tongue is as sharp as a two-edged sword. What you speak out of it will come forth.
Right.
So instead of speaking like, oh my God, I'm crazy, or oh my God, these crazy, like I'm just, no, I am amazing.
Right.
And your I am can be that simple. I am amazing. I wonder, I am beautiful. I am a light in the midst of the darkness. I am the next voice on radio. I am, you literally write those. It could be as long as you want, and you say them every morning.
Right.
And as they start coming to pass, you check them off and then you start another list.
There you go. You see, well, hallelujah to that.
You say that so good, front row.
Well, because it's in Hebrew, and you know,
see?
And I speak Hebrew,
exactly.
So I can say
see?
Hallelujah quite right.
Hallelujah.
Raina Joy Banks, thank you so much for joining us. Remind people again when the conference is.
Yes, the conference is November 17th, 2018 at the JW Marriott LA Live. You can register at www.itstimeconference.com. We're on Instagram at It's Time Conference. Raina Joy on Instagram, Raina Joy Banks on everything else, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's ITS. Time
yes.
conference.
There you go.
Com, so people will know.
Yes.
All right. Raina, thank you.
He broke it down.
I was like,
well, we mean,
I would hope people know how to spell it's, but.
Well, when it's in the domain name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they don't know if it's like
apostrophe,
the apostrophe.
No apostrophe.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reading it as it is time. So you see, it's kind of confusing. But what can I tell you? Because when it's in one word, it's hard to. Anyway, keep laughing at me, whatever.
Love you. No, you're awesome.
All right, Raina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys.
And listen,
so much.
What we learned from all this is let God into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Well, doesn't, and even if you don't believe in God, you said just let the love in.
Let the love in.
Let the love in.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There you go. All right, Liz,
you
thank you for
best.
Making it
thank
happen.
You, Liz.
Thank you to the camera lady for joining
yes,
us.
Yes, Brittany, Sass Media Group.
Awesome. And that's it, Danny. Thank you.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.